But that's one of the most exciting things about interviewing people that I look forward to, as I know I'm going to be talking to somebody who's super excited about what they do, and their energy and their passion usually comes out in the episode. And I usually get to see it and get to know them. And it's just a great connection. Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it. Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend, Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today. Hey, welcome, Pillars of Wealth Creation listeners. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and with me today is me. I am excited because today is episode 100, and today I'm going to be basically talking about some of the awesome stuff that I've learned, that I've taken from all these fantastic guests that I've had. So first of all, I want to say I appreciate everybody that's been a loyal listener. That's just awesome. I love it that you're a loyal listener. I appreciate the people who've given me feedback, positive feedback. I've had just a lot of great feedback from people. So I appreciate that a lot. It means a ton to me. And I'm hoping that you're continuing to learn a lot from this podcast and that you enjoy it and take away some of the great things that the guests are teaching us. So, if you haven't already, you know, go onto our Facebook page, connect with us there, our Pillars of Wealth Creation Facebook page. You can go onto YouTube too. We do YouTube videos. You can make comments on YouTube easily. You can comment on Facebook, of course, too. Then iTunes, of course, if you haven't done so already, I'd love a rating review from you. And just to know kind of what you're thinking. And but on Facebook in particular, you can go on there, you can make comments, you can let us know what you're thinking, you can ask us questions, you can tell us what you want us to talk about. Maybe you've got some guests you really want to be on the show that I haven't interviewed. So you can do all kinds of stuff like that. And just let's talk. I'd love to hear what you want from this podcast, because this is honestly about you, the listener. So I'm excited because 100 episodes. I cannot believe I've done 100 episodes. It wasn't that long ago that I didn't even know what a podcast was, quite frankly. Somebody asked me to be on their podcast, and I went, "What's a podcast? I don't know what a podcast is." And so they had to explain to me what a podcast was, and I did my first one. I thought, this is so cool. I wanted to do one of these, and I kept on being interviewed on some podcasts, and eventually then obviously forming my own podcast. So it's just been a wild ride. It's been so fun, and I've learned a ton. So let's dig in. Some of the things, and there's so many things that I hear over and over when I ask questions. So that's what I wanted to do, is what are we learning? And let's just put this all together. What are we learning? What are people telling us over 100 episodes? What are people telling us to do? And I think first and foremost, one of the biggest things I hear is from people is education. Educate yourself first and foremost. You have to improve upon yourself. Make sure you improve upon yourself from the day before. Who should you be looking at? It should be you. Are you getting better than you were yesterday? And that's what you always should be looking at. So always educate yourself. The next thing is then, of course, education is great, but we have to have some goals, right? We have to know what our dreams are. We have to know our why and know our passion. And we have to be able to visualize that, see it, have that mindset to focus on what's important. And that I keep on hearing over and over again, focus on what's important. Surround yourself with top people. And just have that growth mindset. Keep on dreaming. Never forget that dream. Never forget your goals. Write down your goals and then always go back to them. It's so easy to write down goals and just kind of ignore them and forget about them. But if we write them down and we reread them, you know, not just once a year, but once every, you know, few days even, maybe once a day, whatever you need, but continuing to understand and know what your goals are. And it's okay to change goals. I think people think, well, I've got a goal, I've got to stick to it, but it's okay to change goals. It's not, as long as we're not like just all over the map, it's okay to kind of tweak it maybe a little bit. You know, market shift, things shift, technology changes, all kinds of stuff changes. So if we're not constantly moving and learning and changing, we're likely going to be actually doing worse than we were before. So mindset's big, and this kind of goes along with your education and all that kind of stuff. 80% of what you achieve is your mindset. 20% is what you know. 20% is what you do. So 80% is mindset. 20% is what you actually know. And that was something that stuck out to me. So, and then with mindset, it goes again, surround yourself with people. We talk about, you know, you are basically the sum of the people that are surrounding you. So if you're surrounding yourself with negative people, with people that are always, you know, stomping on your dreams or complaining or whatever it is, that's what you're going to be like. If you want to surround yourself with successful people, people that don't complain, people that take responsibility for their actions, then you're going to be that type of person. So then I'm assuming everybody that's listening wants to be that type of person. So next, build team. Build the team. That's really important. It doesn't have to be partners necessarily. You don't have to have five partners or even one partner. You can do it yourself as the owner, but you have to have a strong team behind you. Find others to help you and make sure you're finding people that can help you do what you're not good at, and maybe not even what you're not good at, just what you don't like to do or what you don't want to focus on doing. So figure out what you're really passionate about and focus on that. And then find other people to surround you to where, you know, you can actually succeed. This is episode 100. Episode 100 and 15 or 20, I've already recorded. However, it's obviously not released yet, but I'm going to give advice from this person on what he said. He gave us an analogy. I thought this was fantastic. He told us, it's like a race car driver, right? A race car driver is going to be really good at racing, but they're not going to get out of their car, even though they probably know how to. They're not going to get out of their car during a race and change their own tires and fill up on gas and, you know, check the engine. They're not going to do that, right? They've got people that are going to do that for them. They're going to sit in their car and they're going to think about what they need to be doing next. They're thinking about their moves. They're thinking about how they're going to win this race and attack the course. They're not thinking about how do I, you know, change these tires and check the engine and fill up for gas. They don't, they have other people that do that for them. They have experts that focus on that. So think about your business like that. The next thing is marketing. Marketing, your business is going to succeed on marketing, on innovation, and on systems. So always, always, always be marketing. And with that, always be lead generating. Okay. You always want to have leads coming in. You always want to be marketing and always want to be constantly growing with that, with your business. Focus. Okay. Follow one course until success. Focus. Follow one course until success. Be all in. You know, be consistent. Grow interrelated businesses. And do what you're passionate about. So just focus on what you're good at. Focus on the one thing that really you have that passion about. Next thing, map out contingency plans. Okay, we plan for failures. Mistakes happen. You need to plan for failures. You need to have that safety net. If you've look at, you know, I do apartment investing. So if we look at apartment investing, okay, and this can apply to any business, but if I've got an apartment building and I want to buy, what do? I look at what could happen to this building. What bad things can happen? Now, am I going to hit every bad thing that could potentially happen? Absolutely not, right? But can I survive if bad things do happen? The answer needs to be yes. We need to know that, for instance, I had a car crash through a building. Now, will the insurance take care of these costs? Yeah, we're still working on it, but likely all that will be taken care of, so we'll be just fine. But in the meantime, I'm out just over $8,000 of income a month because of this car crash. Now, that's probably going to last for between 3 to up to 6 months because insurance takes time. So, you know, now if this lasts for 6 months, I'm out, you know, $50,000 approximately. So I'm out $50,000. Now, can I cover that? Do I have money to cover it? The answer is yes. We raised nearly an extra $200,000 on a reserve budget up front for, you know, not a car crash into our building, but for crazy stuff that could happen. You just don't know. You know, what's the worst case? Can we have vacant units? Absolutely. Can we have an economy go bad? Absolutely. So there's all kinds of things that we needed to focus on. Do we have a plan for those right up front if they do happen? And what is that plan? And if we have that plan, again, not necessarily is it going to happen exactly as we thought, but if we have some contingency plans, likely we're going to be okay with it, okay? So map out contingency plans. The next thing, work on your health and your family and your relationships. The last thing you want to be doing is creating this business, creating this wealth, doing all these things, but leaving your health and your family behind. And your friends behind. That's the last thing you need. Okay. I would rather give up every last dollar I earn. I just give it up if that means I have to give up my health and have to give up my family. So make sure you're focusing on them. There's successful people out there that go through 3, 4, 5, you know, husbands, wives. And is it really worth it? And most of them, they destroyed their relationships because of their pursuit of the almighty dollar. And that's not a pursuit that I think anybody needs to have to ruin a relationship. It's just not worth it. So make sure you're taking care of those things and make sure that, you know, you understand how you're acting because, can people hold you back? Can your wife hold you back or husband hold you back? Sure. But are they really doing that or do they just want to spend time with you? And so you need to make sure that That's all set up, that you're taking care of the people that are truly important to you. And then, of course, your body. Because I was talking to a friend just the other day, and I wanted to challenge, you know, him, and it was basically for selfish reasons for me, but I wanted to do a distance run with him. And I asked him to commit that with me. And, you know, he said he doesn't have time for it. And my conversation with him is, I get that you don't have time for it because you're really busy, which is awesome. You're doing really well. But you're likely going to be doing better is if you actually do focus a little bit on your health and you do, you know, run and work out and eat healthy, because once you do that, you've got more energy and you're going to be able to focus more on it. So if you can focus on that health, instead of putting in 12 hours a day, you know, or 10 hours or whatever you put in, if you put in 10 hours a day and you can take 1 hour to work out, now you only put 9 hours, but those 9 hours are going to be a lot more productive than those 10 hours when you don't work out consistently. Next thing is take massive action. And I'm going to put on there, because I also heard this advice, take massive action. But people say take little action, just take action, period. I think that's one of the most critical things, is take action, period. I was just talking to a friend the other day, and he does some coaching, and he said, look, most people aren't like you and me. Most people don't actually take action. They talk about it. They want to do it, but they just fail to take that action. And so making sure you're taking action. If massive action is daunting to you, then take just a little bit of action. Call two people a day. You know, write one offer a week. You know, just a little bit of action that's going to get you to get to that next step. I don't know many people that invest in real estate and only do one deal. Once you do one deal, it catapults you into more and more and more and more deals. Michael Blanc was a guest on our show. He talks about the rule of the first deal, I think he calls it. And you do that first deal and you continue to go. So just taking little action can be massive action and eventually get you to where you need to be. So, and then the other thing is, you know, be obsessed about it. Be a little obsessed about what you're doing. If you can't be obsessed about it, I don't think it's the right thing for you. And then you never fail until you give up. You never fail until you give up. Even when you think you failed, you actually are learning if you take that and learn from it and grow and continue and then push on and try again. So you never actually fail until you give up. The other thing, understand your customers. Know who they are and communicate well with people. That's really, really important. Communicate well. Do it right from the start. Start your business the right way. That doesn't mean sit there and wait for 6 months or 2 years or 5 years to get your business started, but do it the right way from the start. And that's going to be a lot easier than when you're putting in 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours, whatever it is a day, you're working 7 days a week and you're just cranking because you want to get this business going, but you didn't set it up from the start. It's going to be really hard during that time to actually get your business set up right. So set it up right from the start. And the other thing is set it up to where you don't have to be in it at all times, where you could hire somebody to take your spot, where you can go on a 2-month vacation. If you can set that up, you're going to enjoy your business that much more. So make sure that, I know at the start, you're going to be doing it all, but make sure you're writing stuff down that you're doing and you're getting job tasks and you're saying, okay, I could hire somebody to take this stuff. I could hire somebody to take this stuff and I could hire somebody to take this stuff. And when I get to that point, these people are going to be hired. And I would even go as far as writing down when is that these people are going to be hired? To what benchmarks do we have to get to? Hey, I want to interrupt this episode real quick to talk to you about Nate Armstrong, our sponsor, Nate Armstrong. He's with homeinvest.com, and you want to get to know Nate. So go to homeinvest.com and just connect with Nate, talk to him, learn about his operation, what he's got going on. He's a turnkey provider, and it may not be right for you, but it could be the perfect fit. So it doesn't hurt. It's a free call, free consultation, just to figure out, you know, what they do, what they have to offer. And worst case is you're going to meet a great person who's really well educated in real estate. He's done a ton of different real estate strategies, and probably he's going to teach you a little bit, even on a short conversation with him. So go to homeinvest.com and connect with Nate's company. You're definitely not going to be disappointed. It's worth it. So thanks. And we'll get back to our show. Time block, really important. I've been time blocking now for quite some time since I heard the first time to time block, and it's really been powerful. So time block, plan your business to work without you. Okay. And I kind of already said that. So the other thing with doing it right from the start is build something bigger than yourself. If you can build something bigger than yourself, now you've really got a business. Okay. Ask and then, and put yourself out there. Always ask, always put yourself out there and do that lead generation. I already mentioned the lead generation with the marketing, but you're always constantly needing to lead generation, lead generate. Always be calling, always be talking, always be making relationships, new relationships. If you're like me and you're trying to get apartment buildings, we got to have relationships with brokers. We have to have relationships with investors. We have to have relationships with mortgage people and with attorneys and with all kinds of people. And you know what? No relationship is really a bad relationship. Well, for the most part. Okay. So it doesn't hurt to talk to people because you never know what is going to come of it. Okay. It might be just a simple introduction. Who knows? But relationships are really important. Always lead generate, always be putting yourself out there, always be growing. Consistent and persistent effort. I think that is extremely critical. Consistent and persistent effort. Definitely one of the most important things is that you're constantly being very consistent, very defined on what you're doing, that is how you're acting all the time. So be consistent. If you're not consistent and you're kind of all over the place, nobody knows who you are or what you're doing. And if you can't do that, it's hard to grow a business, right? So if you're very consistent, very intentional, it's going to be a lot better for your business. And then be persistent. Okay. Make sure you continue to push on. Make sure you don't give up. Again, giving up is failing. So be consistent, be persistent. And then the last thing is be committed. Commit yourself fully, and you're going to have a lot more success. So that was a lot of stuff, but I tried to condense it down into a smaller version of stuff I've learned. Just what are awesome things that these people have been telling us. I've interviewed some fantastic guests, and I'm continuing to interview fantastic guests. I'm trying to bring guests that are going to bring a ton of value to you as a listener. And hopefully I'm delivering on that. Hopefully I can continue to deliver on that. These people are passionate about what they do. Well, that's one of the most exciting things about interviewing people that I look forward to, as I know I'm going to be talking to somebody who's super excited about what they do, and their energy and their passion usually comes out in the episode. And I usually get to see it and get to know them. And it's just a great connection. And it's just, I love seeing people that are passionate about their business. And it doesn't matter what they do, quite frankly. I've talked to people that do all kinds of different stuff, and everybody's passionate. And you know, the cool thing is, I'm an apartment investor. I syndicate properties. That's cool, right? That you can make great money. Everybody can tell you, apartment investing is fantastic. It's the way to go, blah, 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 blah. Maybe it is, but you know what? Here's the other thing. There's other people doing a lot of other cool stuff, and that's the way to go too. The way to go is what's going to be passionate, what you're going to be passionate about. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. Apartment buildings just happen to be my product. If your passion is like Mark Podolsky, where he's flipping land or selling, you know, doing land contract and all kinds of stuff with land, he's making a ton of money with land. Simple. Nothing. You know, nothing's on the, it's just a piece of dirt, but he's doing it, and he's doing it right, and he's passionate about it. You know, you've got other guys that are, I had Matt Ronge on here, and he's got, you know, all his tech stuff that's making a ton of dough on it, doing really well with it. So he's passionate about that. They're having a ton of fun on it. I had Ty Crandall. Ty, he helps people get business credit, making great living doing that. All kinds of people. I could keep on going with what other people are doing. And they're doing really well. And you know what? They're passionate, they're consistent, and they're persistent, and they're always learning and always growing. And the key, I think, to anybody's success is that you really love what you're doing and you're going to focus completely on it. You can do really well owning your own business and whatever it is, as long as you put the right steps in place. So keep it up, keep on listening, keep on growing. I would love to connect with you. If I haven't already, come on to Facebook, give me a shout out, let me know what you're thinking. I think anybody who has reached out to me has gotten a response back. At least I hope you have. If you haven't, go ahead and send me a nasty gram. I want to know. I'm hoping I'm responding back to everybody and just getting to know you. So thanks again for listening. Episode 100, here I am. And we're just going to continue to go. I will be celebrating with you episode 1,000, and who knows, maybe episode 10,000. It'll be coming. So keep on listening. Share this out. I'd love to have you share this out with your friends and let everybody know what you're doing. Hey, make every day a Saturday. Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy to understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars. To claim your free course today.